from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dunn looking for Rodman again. Rodman and Trinity Rodman. Amidst a morass of muddling mediocrity and frustration, a special moment. 22-year-old Trinity Rodman, take a bow.
That was the winning goal for the U.S. Women's Olympic team, Trinity Rodman. You'll never guess. I know it's going to surprise everyone. I believe that is the daughter of Dennis Rodman. I'm just checking to make sure. And yep, that is the daughter of former NBA player, NBA Hall of Famer, Dennis Rodman. Trinity Rodman, she scores the game-winning goal in the 105th minute. Extra time there as well against Japan, a 1-0 win for the United States. And they will take on the winner of Canada and Germany. That game is going to get going at 1 o'clock, and then the actual semifinal match will get going on Tuesday. The U.S. will play the winner of Canada and Germany again. That'll be, though, at noon on Tuesday. Doing real quick, I'm just going through Twitter, you know, checking up on, you know, top storylines, what's going on here. And we do have a Pittsburgh guest coming up, Chris Mack, in Pittsburgh for BetQL as well. And Justin Fields, just, you know, from the outside looking in, it does seem like Fields continues to get, I don't say a go at it here, but it seems like he is going to kind of make things interesting for the Steelers. They bring in Russell Wilson. I don't think he had a bad season by any means with Denver. And Justin Fields, I think, is a solid backup quarterback right now, with the potential that he could be a starter. Excuse me. But I think where the Steelers maybe need to nail this, and why I think I'd favor Justin Fields, is because there needs to be some sort of popability with your team, with your offense specifically, I think. And right now, I would argue with Russell Wilson, there just isn't. Wilson's a better passer by, I would say, quite a bit. But I think Fields maybe offers something that Wilson does not. And that, I think, is the prospect of hope and of building something for the long term. Wilson's 36 years old. You know, he's been now on multiple teams. The Denver stop did not work after everyone kind of thought that was maybe making Denver a Super Bowl contender. Fields can maybe offer something there that the Steelers haven't had in a while, mainly due to the fact that they forced Kenny Pickett down everyone's throat, and even Mason Rudolph. And this can maybe make Pittsburgh, finally, it's been a long time since they've been interesting, but it could make them interesting. And on that point, I look at teams like Chicago and Green Bay and how interesting they are and how, I would almost argue, captivating they are compared to other teams in the NFL. I mentioned I think the Bills are an interesting team. I think even if you were a neutral fan or just a fan of a different team, I think you'd want to see what is going to go on with Buffalo. Now that Stephon Diggs is out, Gabe Davis is out, you know, Trey White's gone, Hyde Poyer gone. What are they going to be? When I look at Pittsburgh, for me, it gets interesting in the sense of, what are they if they actually have good quarterback play. I don't think they have a very deep, you know, weapons room by any means. It seems like it's George Pickens, Pat Freiermuth, and running backs. But they win 9 games. They win. They're 500 or better every single year under Mike Tomlin. And if they actually had a good, competent quarterback, and maybe one that has a pop ability that can maybe get more out of that offense than has been seen in a few years here, now I think we're having a different conversation about Pittsburgh. I'm not saying they're a Super Bowl winner. But at this point, we've gotten there that they sort of take advantage of, you know, an AFC North that has a lot of injuries to their top-name quarterbacks. Lamar and Burrow have both dealt with injuries. Before that, Baker Mayfield has his own injury issues. Now Deshaun Watson does. They take advantage. They win 9 games. They finish second in the division. And they're a wild card team that everyone just beats up on. Doesn't matter who plays them. They whoop them. But if Fields is the quarterback, if really he is causing problems for the Steelers defense, which is seemingly maybe likely, or at least from what the reports I'm seeing, and he can add something to that offense. I'm not saying he's going to be a elite quarterback. I'm not saying he's now going to also be the next guy to break the market. He's going to get a Tua-level contract. But they're already getting him on the cheap. And if he has just a solid, good year, kind of showing out, they can sign him to a long-term deal that isn't breaking the market and can actually set themselves up for the long term. He's 25 years old. And you're seeing already some of these career revivals when they go to a right place, a good place. Geno Smith with Seattle's maybe the most clear one now, but I would even say Baker Mayfield with Tampa Bay. Me and Josh spoke about it on Thursday. I kind of like Tampa. There's something to them that I really like, and a lot of it I think comes down to Baker Mayfield and him becoming a 4,000-yard passer, 28 touchdowns, 10 picks, leading them to a playoff win, almost a win over Detroit as well in Detroit. Now they do lose Dave Canales, and he has been a part of both of those sort of revivals of their career, so that's going to be interesting now with Bryce Young. But with Pittsburgh, I don't necessarily think they're the right spot for Fields. But maybe he has the talent, and maybe he has kind of the understanding now of the NFL to make it the right spot for him. And if he can, and if Pittsburgh all of a sudden can be kind of become a little bit of a frustrating team for other, you know, NFL organizations to go up against, they've got something there, I think. With T.J. Watt, George Pickens, I fully believe, is a top 10 receiver that just needs good quarterback play. Don't give me that he's a head case. I don't disagree with that, but I'm talking just on talent alone. I think he can be one of the best receivers in the game of football. He already, with bad quarterback play, with a guy like Kenny Pickett, who refused to throw the ball downfield. I mean, I only watched, like, I think two or three Steelers games last year. One of them, though, was their opening day game against San Francisco last year. It was atrocious. And even then, through all of that last year, 106 targets, 63 catches, just under 1,200 yards, and 5 touchdowns. He is a talent in the game that if they can get someone to get him the ball, I think he is a difference maker. Now, after that, it's a big question mark. Roman Wilson was carted off the field the other day. They already had a very, very thin wide receiver room. So there's not a ton there to get excited about. But if you, and as I mentioned with the Bills a lot, if you can get the quarterback right, though, it kind of doesn't matter. You can make other disastrous mistakes and be just fine because your quarterback's awesome or your quarterback's pretty darn good. So if they can get something out of Fields here, and if he really is making this a fight, which I did not expect. Again, Russell Wilson had a good season last year on a team that I think high-key hated him. And a head coach that absolutely didn't like him. He put together 26 touchdown passes, like 10 picks. A really solid season. I'm talking about Baker Mayfield having 2 more touchdowns and like 100 more yards. It's like a great season for him. If Wilson gives that, that's the best quarterback play the Steelers have had since like near-retirement Roethlisberger. So there's something there. I just don't know if the Steelers are going to be willing to do it. I don't know if they're going to be willing to kind of, I think, retroactively change their plans on the fly, all because of a calf injury to Wilson. I mean, that's really been a big part of this, is Fields has taken the first team reps, ultimately because Wilson's been hurt and has not been out there. And they're going to be a team, I think, throughout the preseason I'm going to want to keep an eye on, because I want to see where that quarterback competition is going to go, because I think it might be, honestly, the only one in the NFL. I mean, yesterday I saw some Vikings fans get excited, but like jokingly so, because J.J. McCarthy got a few first-team reps rather than like none. Like, Darnold's going to win that job. It feels like Pittsburgh might actually be the only quarterback competition, which is weird, because if it weren't for a small calf injury that is keeping Wilson out just for a few days, I don't think we'd be having this conversation at all. We're going to talk more, though, on the Steelers when Chris Mack of BetQL and in Pittsburgh joins us at 1 o'clock. If you want to join the show, 803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones here on Sports Talk Saturday, and you're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.